I'm going to summarise this book, but it might make you groan or switch off immediately, so just bear with me, because it is an astonishing book. It's about a girl in America called Caitlin. She lives alone with her father because her mother died of cancer a couple of years previously, and her brother has just been killed at a shooting at a school, so it's pretty horrific to start with. Caitlin's got Asperger's syndrome, and she finds it difficult to interact socially, so she's having to cope with the tragedy of her life and the loss of people closest to her and who understand her best without all the usual mechanisms of processing emotions. Caitlin's brother had given her the nickname Scout, and throughout the book there are references to the classic novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, which you might have guessed from the title, really. It's a book which is packed with issues and themes, and to start with, it does seem a little bit overdone that this is a little bit extreme. But actually, it's so expertly handled that I found you wallow in the potential of exploring all these elements, and any reader I would challenge will want to go on and read or reread the Harper Lee novel, for example. And the insight into Asperger's, which is presented here, is excellent and it's fascinating. So the style of the writing is deceptively simple, so it's very, very easy to read. And it's told from Caitlin's perspective, so there's a certain naivety, and it is both moving and funny equally. And you finish the book and you want to pick it up and read it all over again. It really is a beautiful book.
Oh, there can't be better recommendation. Do you know anything about Catherine Erskine, whether she, the fact that Asperger's is based here, whether she's got any links with that?
I think her daughter has it, and that's what led her to investigate it in order to write the book from that perspective. She is American and she's won various awards over there for this book. It's only just come out in the UK. I think it was published on the 1st of January. But it has got any number of recommendations and reviews at the front of the book from different perspectives. But it has been quite lauded. It's a wonderful book. And as I said, incredibly easy to read, but leaves you wanting more, wanting to find out more about Asperger's, just thinking about the characters. It stays with you.
So that's called Mockingbird, and it's by Catherine Erskine, and Catherine is with a K. Do you want to give a mention to your book club? Because you have a monthly read, don't you? I was just looking on the website.
Yes, we do. Our next meeting at Browsers is next Monday, and we're looking at a book called The Shape of Water by an Italian writer, Andrea Camilleri. And his books have been dramatised for BBC4, I think. And as I said, it's about Italian detectives, so it's a bit of a detective novel again, strangely. But we meet once a month, the last Monday of each month, and it's open to anybody to come along, preferably to have read the book so that beforehand that they can discuss it. But it's just a great way to get people together and getting different perspectives about a book, because we all have different ways of approaching a book and different experiences that we bring to it. So it's great to hear other people's perspectives.
I was thinking it's quite good because it makes you read books that you might not have read, picked up for yourself either as well.
That's the idea, yes. So I try to choose things that are a little bit different. So sometimes it does challenge